From now on, like your parents were, you are the secret force of pole position.
They're moving real fast. They're the only ones who can get there on time.
Okay, sis.
And never too far behind. They are always fighting crime.
Stop time, man. Ready when you are, Roadie.
In the danger zone. Pretty soon they'll be off on a mission.
Hydrofoil mode, Roadie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fantastic episode of the CADcast, episode number 189, and I am GBD, coming from Whitey Town, Japan, and we've got Wombat coming from...
The land of Dos Equis.
I thought you were just singing about scotch before.
I know, but I'm actually drinking beer.
Oh, that's very strange.
No, it was never mind.
Shipwreck, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking some coffee.
Excellent. I myself had a Starbucks this morning, again, because Ty woke up at 5:30 and I figured I needed a little boost. I'm boosting.
I'm always up at 5:30. I don't see what the big deal is.
Well,
So is the Starbucks menu in Japan like super complicated then too?
what do you mean complicated?
You have to say at least four or five words to get a cup of coffee?
No, I say Hotto latte, tall, and that's it.
So it is, the sizes are the same because
the sizes
it's not...
are the same.
Gotcha.
Yes, and it's still yeah, and there's still like, you know, every 10 feet that in this area there's a Starbucks. So, but I like it. I'm not gonna lie, I like having a coffee once in a while.
You know, they made the cup sizes smaller.
Oh.
They're just as tall as they used to be, but they're a little thinner. So you don't notice?
You're talking about the thickness of the cup is less?
Yes. Like the actual More. Width. The circumference is smaller.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought you were talking about like the wall of the cup thickness.
No, not the wall of the cup, but the actual size of the cup. God. It doesn't hold as many ounces of liquid as it did a few months ago.
I see. Well, that's probably a good thing, I guess. It's probably not that good for you to drink a giant coffee.
Unless you're me.
Anyway, there's some big news that's breaking out of CAG headquarters. Very big news. And I think we can announce it right now that Wombat got permission to go to E3.
Yeah, I put in the vacation time and everything. So it's, you know, it's basically a done deal.
Now, I remember like your last trip you went to, or your only trip, you went to that Army of Two event. And I remember that was very controversial because your daughter got sick and then your wife was very mad at you. And it seemed...
If she gets sick again, I'm never allowed to leave the house ever.
Right. So what was that conversation like?
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad?
No, it wasn't that bad.
How did it go? Lead us through it, because I think...
Oh, I can't. No, because I don't like sleeping in the guest room.
Shipwreck and I will reenact it.
I think if you guys want to reenact it, I'll sit here and drink my beer and I'll laugh along. Go ahead.
Okay, but you got to tell us how off you are. How off we are. Sorry. Wombat, Shipwreck, do you want to be Wombat or Mrs.
I'll
Wombat?
I'll be Wombat.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mrs. Wombat, can I go to E3 this year? I really want to go.
Because I always refer to my wife as Mrs. Wombat.
Honey, you should say.
Nah. It's Mrs. Wombat. Okay. You think she allows him to call her honey?
I don't know. Well, okay, wait. We're breaking character here. This is terrible.
Damn.
Well... Last time you left, Sabrina was sick, and it was really difficult for me, and you were just going to play a video game for 2 days, and this is a whole week. I think it's going to be really hard.
The end.
That was it?
That was it.
Boy, you're terrible.
And then I stay home.
Oh. But obviously,
that's how it usually works.
But obviously that's not how it went, because you got permission.
I said, I'm the man. This is how it works.
No,
call
seriously
your mom
though.
And complain
all,
to her.
All kidding aside, like, did you make a case and say, "Look,
no,
this is really...
no, she, it's not that she doesn't want me to go,
right?
It's not that you make it sound like she doesn't want me to go. She wants me to go. She's very supportive.
Okay,
she's a wonderful wife. I love her
right.
dearly.
But
she heard that.
But.
But
she was concerned
nothing.
About what would happen
of
if Sabrina
she's
got sick again.
Well,
and
she's concerned. Yes, but if it goes well.
Right.
Then everybody wins.
I'll tell you, when I went 2 years ago, Ty had like a really high fever the entire time I was gone. But you know what? I went the next year. Tell you that.
Yeah, well, you're a better man than I am.
That's right. Well, anyway, I'm excited to have you there. And Shipwreck, are you excited as well? You can go either way.
I could go either way. It doesn't... I don't know.
It doesn't affect.
She's going to have to share me now. So
right. Now we have a posse, officially. Before, it was just me and Shipwreck. It was a little awkward. But now, you know, there's three of us. We're like a group.
Yeah, now Wombat and I can stand off to the side while everybody just is a throng around Cheapy.
Yeah, him and I will just make comments in the background. Kind of right. Like this show.
Right, exactly. So you'd be very good at it. Anyway, well, I'm happy that you're coming, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So anyway, anything else going on that we need to talk about? I mean, I got to be honest. Like, I've been, because Ty's been staying home a couple times a week, I really haven't played that many games as much as that I would like to. I mean, I've played a few, and we'll talk about them later. But Ty's going to daycare full-time starting next week. And today was the first day that he didn't cry when I dropped him off. So
that's a big deal.
That was a big deal. I was really happy about that. Because you feel like shit when you drop your kid off, and he's just bawling and like going, no, no, no. You know.
I had our first parent-teacher conference this morning.
Oh yeah, everything okay?
Yes, she's actually doing quite well. They're very impressed. Good. She follows instruction at a 3-year-old level.
Great. Ty says no to everything I say. No.
No. No. Well, Sabrina does that too. Are you ready for bed? No. You want to take a bath? No. Did you go poopy? No.
Right. He lies about the poopy every time. I say,
yeah, right.
I smell something, Ty. Did you make a poop? No poop. But it smells like shit. No poop.
Sabrina knows the word duty. She doesn't know poop, but she knows duty.
Oh, Ty knows duty, too. And Ty knows stinky and in English and Japanese.
That's nice. That's good. That's good to know.
Right. It is good. I got to get him to admit the poop, though. It gets a little annoying.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good one. Maybe if you figure it out, you could tell me, because she won't admit it either. It's like, do I need to change your diaper? Did you poop?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Then did an animal die in my living room? Because that's what it smells like.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the other day we were at a shopping mall, and it was a couple of weeks ago, and we're leaving. We're walking out. I'm carrying Ty, and, you know, nobody's saying anything, and Ty looks at me, and he says, no poop. I'm like, wait a minute. Nobody said anything about poop. And sure enough, there was poop.
Yes.
Speaking of poop.
Yes.
We did a show last week.
We did do a show last week.
Was I cutting you off from something?
No, I was going to tell my raccoon story, but it's really not that interesting.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, good. Let's do some self-editing then and get right to the games.
Yes.
So we did a show last week. A few comments that I wanted to bring up. I guess we discussed, Shipwreck brought up last week how things were looking pretty good for the 360 this year. A lot of exclusives coming out that look like they could sell very well and be quality titles. Blackout writes in and says, I agree, this is going to be a great year for the 360. There's a lot of games I'm interested in, such as Splinter Cell and Alan Wake, and there's probably some good stuff coming out at the end of the year, too. But then he sort of goes off on a tangent and talks about one of the executives for Xbox, Aaron Greenberg, who is, I think he's like the product manager something or other. I don't know. Doesn't really matter. He goes on to say, Aaron Greenberg is so full of shit, though. I can't stand that guy. I don't think he's ever answered a real question in his life. Everything that comes out of his mouth is PR talk. I wish for once a game journalist would have the balls to press him on things rather than just letting him drone on about how amazing the 360 is. That's a problem with pretty much every game journalist. They never press or ask tough questions. Every interview turns into a PR piece. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's what do you expect these guys to say? Like, that's sort of their job in a way, is to get out the company message. And even when you see a games journalist ask them a tough question, I mean, how often do they actually answer the question?
I also think it's hard to ask tough questions about projections to someone whose job it is to say how great everything's going to be. So, right. I mean, you go play that. I mean, even if you were to have asked someone, you know, in August of, you know, this past August, how's Tony Hawk Ride going to do? Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to sell millions of copies. Because that's the guy's job. And then you could push and go, well, I've seen screenshots of it and it looks like it sucks. No, no, no. It looks awesome. It's going to sell millions of copies.
The problem, yeah, you know,
I think they need a, like, I need a specific thing that he was asked here that he gave a PR thing for, because as far as having the 360 have a banner year, I agree with that. I don't know how else he's going to answer that.
Yeah, and really, what do you expect him to say? I mean, his job is to make everything, I mean, all these guys, not just him, I mean, any of these executives, their job is to make things sound as rosy as possible. Oh, wait a minute, what just happened here? Uh-oh. Wait, am I still recording? Oh, I am. Okay. Never mind. I just got really scared
Welcome
for a second.
Welcome to the CADcast, the most professional podcast on the internet.
It's weird, because usually my thing scrolls when I, you know, I record this in Audacity, and the little recording thing just keeps scrolling and scrolling, and I looked at it, and I was still on 1 second. I don't know how to fix that, but who cares, I guess. It's working.
That's all that matters.
Anyway, well, Aaron Greenberg did say that he expects the Xbox to outsell the PS3 this year. And he says, I believe we'll outsell the PS3 for the full year like we did in 2009. And he goes on to say, we have more titles, more exclusives. We have the leading online community. And being able to bring really completely innovative technology like Project Natal to market this holiday, all those things make us unique. Natal is innovative now? I thought it was a ripoff of the Wii.
It's still innovative with the kind of camera stuff that it's doing.
But isn't it really, well, yeah, but it's really just an iToy with a better camera.
Well, yes, it's a fancy iToy, and yeah. It doesn't matter because we're not talking about it until it's on shelves.
Right, and I called it by its wrong name again.
That's within quotes. You were in quotes there, you're fine.
Right. Also, Frisky Tanuki writes in, and he wants to know, somebody wrote in last week and they asked what I thought about MAG and what I thought, like, the staying power of MAG was in terms of the online community. And I said I was a little afraid because, you know, once they come out with the maps, a map pack, it's going to splinter the community. Frisky Tanuki says, why is Cheapy criticizing MAG for map packs he assumes are coming? Zipper has more of a need to fix this fair sever? I don't know how to say it.
Sever.
Sever. Sever. I look at that and I think of, like, a Swedish person. The Sever maps right now. I mean, I was just going by the first-party, first-person shooter Sony battle plan, which seems like release maps a month after the game comes out. I certainly have no idea if the maps are coming out. I'm just going by history. He also goes on to say, we talked about the DS, what the new DS needed to have to be great or something. Frisky says, the DS successor needs to be able to connect to normal internet connections with normal password-protected security on it. Every other online-connected device I have works fine with my router, but the DS can't do anything, making it the worst online system of this generation. Shipwreck, you had a problem with that too, I seem to remember, right?
Yeah, the DS Lite. The DSi connects fine with my router.
Oh, okay.
So, they upped, I can't even remember what the different pass. They upped it from WEP to whatever
WPA.
The next one is. Yes, the DSi can do WPA.
I see. And then he goes on, I think, to take a dig at me, because I was basically saying it needs to be more like the iPhone. And he says, Nintendo definitely needs to react to the iPhone with all the money that they're losing on their games and systems. And then instead of saying good show, he gives us decent show, which makes me feel sad.
It's still better than his show.
What's his show?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Look, the iPhone is, you know, it's an emerging platform. The Nintendo's had a handheld platform forever. Apple, not so much. We'll see, you know, especially when the new iPhone comes out this very soon. People are thinking it's going to come out this summer. So we'll see, Frisky Tanuki, and we'll see who has a decent show or a good show or no show.
Huh. You told him.
Exactly. Actually, I look forward to seeing Frisky Tanuki's good show after every comment he writes, even when they're negative. So to get only a decent show really made me sad. Sort of. Not really. Also, Shipwreck, last week you mentioned that you thought the movers stole your Transformers. Was this when you were a kid, or was this like when you just recently moved into the Shipwreck Mansion?
No, this was back when I was in high school.
In high school, okay, because Will C23 writes in and he says, I hate to be the one that tells you this, but it wasn't the movers who stole your Transformers. It was your parents tossing that stuff before the move. The mover stole it as the oldest parent getting rid of junk trick in the book. one pulled off with great fanfare and culling my daughter's Beanie Baby collection a few years back. Press the parents on this, and they will probably chuckle and tell you that you caught them.
No, they got stolen. Because my parents are the type of people that they know that that stuff's worth money.
I see.
So the G.I. Joe and He-Man and Mask and Star Wars, all those collections came through fine. It was just the Transformers that did not make it through.
I see. All right, well then let's move on to some new releases. Because
there's a lot this week.
I haven't even looked at it.
There is. I'm looking
yet.
At it now. It's more than I even thought.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent week this week. Are we going to talk about Heavy Rain in the PS3 section?
Sure. Sony okay. Section? Let's table Heavy Rain for later in the show and go from there.
Okay. Then there's also Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing.
I played the demo.
I did play the demo too. What'd you think?
I kind of liked it, to be honest.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is hard. I did not do very well in those races. I think the best I did in the demo, which I didn't play, you know, that many times, was like fourth place, which kind of sucks. But
yeah, that's about as good as I could do too.
But it's very colorful and the track was relatively interesting, you know, for the first track, and you could scroll through and see what the different tracks kind of are that are locked. I mean,
there's a House of the Dead track in there.
Yeah, and you could drive
an E-rated game.
You could drive an Alex Kidd as Alex Kidd, which I thought was pretty funny.
It's just a kart racing game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with a good kart racer.
Right.
Especially a big, bright, HD kart racer filled with characters that I am familiar with.
I see. All
right. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm hoping is that they bundle this in with the arcade over the summer so that by the winter it's down to $5.
Oh, it's a good candidate for that.
Well, yeah, like Sega Tennis, which I bought for $4.50.
Right, I see.
Right. Especially since they have, in the 360 version, Banjo-Kazooie's in there as well.
Ooh.
So it's got a Microsoft tie-in, too.
Excellent.
And then there's also Endless Ocean, which I've played a little bit. The second one, Blue World, came out for the Wii this week. And that is Wii Speak compatible.
It comes with it, doesn't it?
The version, I know that there's a version that comes with it. I don't know if all of the SKUs come with it or not.
Because I remember posting it on CAG that it was $30 and it came with Wii Speak.
Okay, so it must always come with Wii Speak because there's nothing like a scuba diving game that says, hey, I want to talk to people.
Is that
I'm
what it's
looking at a whale? What are you looking at?
You sounded like a Black Manta or whatever that dude's name was.
Merman from He-Man?
No. that was good too. I was thinking of the Super Friends guy.
Yeah, it's Black Manta.
Black Manta. Yes.
Well, don't you, Aquaman?
You play this game? This is an online game?
Yeah, you can play it online. I've just played about a half hour or so of it, and then I kind of fell asleep while I was playing.
Right.
It's a pretty laid-back affair.
Hey, wake up! You're almost out of air!
And the soundtrack is really strange.
Do you think it's more laid-back than the Jamaican bobsledding game?
Hey, man, don't be making fun of the bobsledding game.
Hey, man, bobsled.
We're taking that serious. Oh, wait, he just became Italian. What happened?
Yeah, there? I don't know. My Italian and Jamaican are the same thing. They look right. So much alike.
Right. I don't think in Italy you can buy a baby's arm worth of weed for $40.
No, we can buy a baby's arm worth of cheese for $40.
when we went to Jamaica, we went to this nice resort, and I literally bought a baby's arm of weed, of like the best weed ever. And maybe it was more than, I think maybe it was like $50 or something. But I would chase my wife around the hotel with it. I would, you know, and try to hit her with it. It was fun. That was my summer vacation. Several years ago. I got to get back there.
Jamaica's nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good. If you can get past the crushing poverty on the way to your nice resort, if that doesn't bother you, then you can really like it.
Well, the way that I overcame that was that they employ a lot of people there at those resorts too.
Right.
And so you're bringing a lot of money into their economy and helping them there.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's rough. The the ride from the airport to the resorts is a little rough.
Right. It was an hour and a half for us. And I was.
Well, where'd you go?
We went to this really fancy place called the Caves. And this is years ago. And it was in Negril, I think.
Okay. We went to Ocho Rios.
I see.
So, other side.
Doesn't he play for the Bengals?
I highly recommend that place, by the way.
Did you watch the video?
No, I did not watch his video.
That you don't need to watch that video. No. So Endless Ocean Blue World. It's fine.
Oh, that's what we're talking about?
Right.
Yeah. I went snorkeling in Jamaica.
Hey, where'd you put that weed? I can't seem to find it.
It's all here.
So, all right. Well, for $30, it comes with WeSpeak. I mean, doesn't WeSpeak by itself cost $30? Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah. You're asking the wrong two guys.
Right. Oh, dude, yeah. Don't even tell. I mean, my Wees are still. Yeah. Oh, no. WeSpeak is actually. I just looked on Amazon. It is $30, but it's down to $16 on Amazon. So.
Yeah, my copy of Endless Ocean didn't come with a WeSpeak. It came with a box full of dead sea creatures that they sent along with it.
And a pillow for when you fell asleep while you were playing it.
Right.
WeSleep it came with.
Yeah.
It was good, huh?
Let's see. What else came out? I've also been playing some Risen for the 360.
Any games where Wombat could use his Skeletor impression?
I'm just looking.
Do that for Risen.
Are there
go
any games where you kill a giant stork?
Yes, there are. Risen.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes. You also meet a guy named Doug. He's pretty nice. I'm only about an hour in. The thing with this game is, okay, so there's a giant stork. I think it ended up being a vulture, actually. But I killed this giant vulture, and then I'm looting its corpse, of course, and I find fried chicken.
Mm.
That just straight out of the vulture. That's vulture meat turns into fried chicken.
That's an interesting loot to come out of a vulture.
Now, is this like a turn-based or like a Dragon Age style of combat, or is this more of a, you know, hack
and
slash? It's real time.
Yeah, it's hack and slash. Yeah.
Oh. Like that game that you said was good that I hated. What's it called? That I could even play 5 minutes.
Sacred.
Of? Yeah.
No, Sacred it's 2? Not. It's not quite that. It's more like Divinity 2.
I see.
The other game that nobody has played but me.
Right.
And I'm playing this one.
Right. Now, I believe the guy who wrote the soundtrack for Risen is a fan of the CADcast, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
I'll have to pay attention to whether the music's good or not, then.
Yes, you do.
It seems okay so far. They say shipwreck a lot at the beginning, too.
Why? Because there's a shipwreck?
Yes.
Do they say boat crash ever?
No, they never say boat crash. And somebody already has boat crash on Twitter, by the way. That upsetted me.
By the way, just in case you were wondering, Xbox World 360 magazine in the UK says it's the worst RPG on the 360 by a wide margin. They gave it a 25.
Ouch.
It doesn't seem quite that bad to me so far, but I'm not that far into it. And you can really tell that it's a PC game that's been ported over.
Right.
But there are supposed to be some improvements to the American version of Risen, because this has been out a while in Europe and Asia, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But also for the 360, I haven't gotten this one in yet, but if I don't get it in soon, I'm going to go buy it. Is Deadly Premonition.
That's the
Ignition.
Yeah, that's the $20 Ignition game.
Yes, that's a $20 Ignition game that just looks so bad that it has to be great.
Wow, how many other games were released, the retail games were released for the 360 or PS3 at $20? I can't think of many.
I can't think of any. I can think of some.
I didn't even think they were allowed to
30,
do that.
Yeah, but not 20.
No, you can get by it. The Raiden Fighter Aces came out at 20.
That's right.
That's right.
There's been a handful of them that have come out at $20.
I still never bought that game, Raiden Fighter Aces.
Oh, that's a great game.
I know you. I know you highly recommend it, and you've told me I would like it. And I just my backlog is too gigantic, which is why I play nothing but Mass Effect.
Right.
So yeah. And then that's Deadly Premonition. That one looks. Have you watched? I know you guys have watched some of the videos of it because I've sent them to you.
Yes,
I did. If people haven't seen videos of Deadly Premonition, they need to go search some out.
I just saw the video of the guy sitting at the table with the woman with the giant table at the hotel.
Yeah, the Batman scene.
Right, yeah.
From the original Batman movie.
Right. I mean, that scene's been done in probably 100 different movies and TV shows.
Not with as much whistling, though.
Right. Right. Yeah. And the music, the loud music.
Yeah,
the
music. There's a guy whistling the whole time in the background.
It's
good stuff.
Weird.
I like it. And there was another RPG that came out for the PlayStation 3 this week, was Last Rebellion from NIS, which I don't know terribly much about, but it's NIS, so I'm sure it's okay.
Gotcha.
And Metal Slug Double X for the PSP, which is Metal Slug 7. That I played on the DS
Metal Slug XX be Metal Slug 20?
I don't know.
I'm just...
You would think that it would work that way. Does it matter? All the Metal Slug games are the same.
Does it have some sort of super deformed guy that runs to the right and shoots stuff?
Yes, it does.
Ah, that sounds like
a few of them.
Is.
All right, anything else?
Download-wise, you have Greed Corp for the 360 and PSN, and that is a hex-based strategy game.
All right, next.
And then, there's Lazy Raiders for the Xbox Live Arcade, which is almost like an iPhone game because you just kind of like tilt the maze and the guy falls around inside of it.
So it's Labyrinth.
Yeah, it's kind of like Labyrinth.
Without David Bowie.
All right.
No, it does have him.
The babe. Who knows the name of the babe?
What else?
And Fret Nice came out for Xbox Live Arcade this week, too. And then the Borderlands, The Secret Armory of General Knox, also released, which I will be picking that up, I know.
How much is that?
$10?
$10.
Yeah. Mm. But this does or doesn't have a bank? That's the one answer I couldn't find online.
I don't know if it has a bank, but it increases the level limit to 61, and it adds a whole bunch of new enemy types and a whole bunch of new – there's a new area and – oh, gosh, what else does it
– It has a new class of weapon, a new rarity class of weapons, and a new vehicle.
That's one game I regret not playing enough of. I blame you guys for not – you know, inviting me to your little sessions.
If you were to play it again and pick it up and let us know, we would play with you despite us both having already finished the game.
Well, I'll buy the content even if you play with me.
I don't even have the content, but I would buy it too.
Okay.
But you have to finish the game first before we get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Oh. All right. Well, that's not going to happen.
I mean, we'll finish the game with you.
Okay, good.
We'll finish the game with you, but we're not going to buy the extra content until we do that first.
Got it. So Shipwreck's just going to look at all of my enemies, and they're going to die.
Basically.
And then I'll pick up their stuff. I'll pick up their fried chicken. All right, let's see. Are we on to some game shopping and CAG news?
I believe so.
All right, I want to remind everybody that our wish list Wednesday contest is ongoing. I chose 5 winners for this week's contest, and basically all you got to do is add games to your wish list on CAG, and you're automatically entered into the contest. The winners this time were Skater 11392003, JN Holmes Jr., The Jersey Kush, Zaniel, and CRVAV8er. So those guys all won the game of their choice off of their wish lists, and we'll do it again next week as well. I'm trying to figure out a contest that involves using the marketplace more directly, but kind of hard to come up with something that isn't really open for abuse, like people making fake trades just so they can get entered into the contest. So I got to think about that one.
Yeah. I think you need to let us know what the people choose, too.
Okay.
Like once they pick.
I will.
What's their wish?
What is their wish? Okay.
I'm interested in hearing what John Holmes Jr. picks there.
Right. And the Jersey Kush.
Oh, he picked Jamaican bobsledding game.
Right. Also, we gave away a copy of Critter Crunch on the last show. Well, we offered it, and the winner is Captain Joel. And that prize comes from our man Carlos. Remember Carlos, Shipwreck?
I remember Carlos. Sure. He's the Donkey Kong Jenga guy.
Right. He's got the hookup on the Donkey Kong Jenga.
Yeah.
He sells them out of his trunk, I think. And also, Wombat had some Army of Two prizes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are those prizes exactly?
T-shirts and maybe an iPhone cover and maybe a poster, depending upon who gets what. I haven't figured out yet, but everyone gets a T-shirt.
Okay. Nebinator, Gamer SDP, and Exton have all won those prizes. Just PM Wombat, or maybe Wombat will PM you, but...
Yeah, and I'll mail you a T-shirt.
Right. Some game shopping news. We had a sneak peek of the upcoming Toys R Us ad that starts on the 28th. And so big thanks to Flame on Me for that. Pretty good deal if you buy Battlefield Bad Company 2. You'll get 50% off any one of these four games. Mass Effect 2, Left 4 Dead 2. Those are for the 360 versions only. Army of 2, the 40th day for PS3 and 360. And Dante's Inferno, also for 360 and PS3. So that's pretty decent Sunday ad deal.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. They've been pretty weak lately. So it's nice to see something decent at least. And I don't know. There's also a good game shopping. There's a good used game sale for Xbox 360 games going on Gamefly until March 1st. Some really good pickups with free shipping. Red Faction Guerrilla for $13. Wolfenstein for $13. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 for $17. Prototype for $17. And Ghostbusters for $10. A lot of stuff on the cheap for the Xbox 360. Just look at the front page of CAG and you can...
And when you go to the store, here's a little trick. If you want to see the most games that they actually have available, click on newly available. It's actually a longer list than if you go to see all.
What are you talking about?
In the store on Gamefly. If you're right. In the store, you can right. Click see all, and it'll show you all the games they have available for sale. Or you could click where it says newly available. They show more games in the newly available view than you would see in the see all view.
Gotcha. Well, this list, this specific sale is these titles that I listed are the only ones that have free shipping if you're not a member. But that's a good tip, Wombat.
Yeah, so there you go. You may find that extra game that you didn't know they actually had on sale.
And here's another tip. Don't eat yellow snow.
But that tastes the best.
Anyway, let's do a quick little ad for our friends at GoDaddy. If you want to register domain names or get some cheap web hosting, they've provided us with some coupon codes for you. Just go to GoDaddy.com and use the following codes. For 10% off any order, use coupon code CAG10 for $5 off a $30 order. It's coupon code CAG5OFF30. And to register $6.95 domain names, it's coupon code CAGDOMAIN at GoDaddy.com. And also, if you want a free Netflix trial, go to Netflix.com/CAGcast. Get your PS3 Netflix streaming on or Xbox 360. My dad actually bought a PS3 recently. Mostly for the Netflix streaming and the Blu-ray player. But he forgot that he had a Blu-ray player, by the way. I bought him one. And today he's like, you know, I just realized that we have a Blu-ray player.
That's a very dad thing to do.
Right. Well, actually, like, they have a place, like any older Jewish person, they have a place in Florida and a place in New York. So they got confused that the Blu-ray player was already in Florida. Anyway, that's very exciting news for everybody listening.
Thank you for sharing.
Right. He wants to know what games to buy, actually, for the PS3. What would be a good game for your dad? That's a tough one. I couldn't come up with anything. I recommended Flower, but I don't know.
Maybe Heavy Rain. I don't know.
He's going to... I don't know. I don't think he's going to stick with that. Maybe. We'll see. That might be a good experiment. Maybe I'll buy him Heavy Rain and make him report on it. Make him review it.
That would be good.
Like on the camera.
And I'm sure he would, too.
He would. Of course he would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to multi-platforming. I know that Shipwreck got BioShock 2.
Yes, I started playing that. I'm about 2.5-3 hours into it. Strangely enough, a lot of people have been like messaging me and emailing me asking me to review BioShock 2. So I'm curious as to... why exactly that is. I've I haven't read much about it or anything. I know it's been getting good scores, but so far my impressions are they did a good job at recreating Rapture again, but it just doesn't have the same weight like as the original did.
Right, because you've played it already.
Yeah, you kind of know what to expect now.
The whole draw, don't you think the whole draw of the first game was checking out this undersea Art Deco, you know, supposed paradise that all went wrong, and you've never sort of really seen a look like that in a game before. And that's, you know, other than that, it's a first-person shooter.
Yeah, and I will give them credit in that it still feels like BioShock. Like, I could see this, I think I'm on the third area, and all three areas I could say, okay, yeah, this could have come out of the first game. This could have been in the first game, that's fine. You do play as a big daddy now, and the shooting mechanics are better, but I'm not necessarily sure that's a positive for me. I kind of liked the clunkiness of the first game. It was just, that's what BioShock was to me.
Right.
Like, you couldn't dual wield, you couldn't move around fast. Because the fighting style, it didn't really matter that you couldn't do that stuff. It was like you're only taking on a couple people at a time.
Yeah.
But I'm liking it so far.
Cool.
I'm sure I'll have a review out for it probably this weekend sometime when I finish it up.
It's one of those games that I'm interested in, but I don't feel like I need to get it now. I feel like I could just pick it up anytime.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on there. I think I'm going to wait. Maybe I'll get it from Gamefly sometime in the next month or two, and that'll be it for me.
Right.
Yeah, it's a game I have to play in. Like, I can only do, like, an area at a time, too, in BioShock. I can't just, like, power my way through it because the areas are kind of big. And, like, you get into an area and you're like, okay, I got to get this many little sisters in this area. And it's just kind of overwhelming each time you start a new area.
Yeah. Okay, this is something that I wanted to bring up that was sort of interesting. I guess the head of EA was at DICE, was it? He gave a speech. So he gave a speech somewhere and basically talked about EA's Project $10 strategy, which we've already seen in action with Mass Effect 2 and
Army of Two had a pre-order bonus for a mode that I think is now available on all games.
Right. So, but basically, Project $10 is you release a new game and you offer something to people who buy the game new that they wouldn't be able to get, you know, if they bought the game used or rented it. So it's basically like a one-time use code that comes with the game. In Mass Effect 2, it's that access to the Cerebus Network, which is a conduit for free downloadable content. What did Dragon Age have?
It had a whole bunch of stuff, actually.
Whole other character.
Yeah, it came with some pretty good stuff. Similar to Mass Effect 2, actually.
Okay, and you could pay, but you could buy that stuff separately if you happen to buy the game used, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like $15 to buy it.
$15, same as the Cerebus Network on Mass Effect.
Right, so basically, this is part of EA's new strategy, and EA's been doing very poorly lately. I don't know if you've. I mean, I made the mistake of buying the stock, and it's gone down a lot, pretty much. So this is part of their new strategy to try to make some money, actually. And a lot of the retailers were giving their opinions about, would this be successful for EA? Would this kill off the used game market? What's really going to happen with Project $10? And one of the guys I really agree with his theory is that, you know, look, it all it's going to do is just maybe make the price, the value that you get from trading in the games a little bit less. The used game market is going to correct itself. If people are really interested in this type of content, if they really think it's worth $10, then I guess the game will collect, you know, will be worth $10 less when you sell it back used or when you buy it used. But do you think, my question to you guys, do you think that this is really going to have an impact? Do you think most people will even know that this type of thing exists, that you buy a game new and if you buy the game used, you're going to be missing out on stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to say no, probably not. I'm sure I'm not sure, but I would guess that a majority of people have no idea.
Like, people listening to the show, you know, people listening to video game podcasts, yeah, they'll probably know. But for the mass market? You think they're really going to have any clue about what Cerebus Network gets them or doesn't get them?
No clue. Yeah. They just see it. But that'll probably make them buy it for $15 when they load it up and see that something is missing. It just keeps on telling them that over and over again.
I would say that Mass Effect without Zaid would not be nearly as good.
You like Zaid?
I do like Zaid, actually, yeah.
What?
I kind of like him, too. Yeah. Shipwreck doesn't like him. I said the same thing to Shipwreck, and he gave me the same what.
You know what else is awesome about Zaid? It's the Zaid mission gets you some pretty cool stuff, too.
I don't even remember what I got.
Well, I mean,
I remember the mission. I don't want
to. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I know Cheapy did it. It's not like you've done all the loyalty missions, right? I checked your achievements. I know what you're up to.
You know what I'm up to. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, has enough time passed where we could say, okay, we're going to talk about Mass Effect 2, and when we talk about it, there may be spoilers.
No. Maybe. No. Well, I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter. No one really cares what you get in the Zaid mission.
No, it's not really spoiling anything. But that's where you get the flamethrower, which I kind of like.
Oh, yeah. That is good.
Yeah. The flamethrower is pretty badass.
But the laser thing is the best.
Yeah, the laser thing is the best. But I like the flamethrower, like, in a regular mission.
Sure.
And I also like, because you could steal his power, and the inferno grenades aren't bad.
I see.
So.
Yeah, a good combo is you do the charge with Shepard, and then you rip out that flamethrower. You toast him. That's what I like to do. Anyway, I just thought... You don't like him. Yeah, what? How come you didn't like him?
He's a jerk.
Well, he's a badass.
Yeah, he's
his character. It was kind of lame how they added him in, though. Like, he doesn't really say anything. He just sits there and talks to you.
Well, that's because he's DLC. I don't think they've spent the time really fleshing out his on the ship conversations.
They should have.
He was good enough. I mean,
yeah.
Everyone else doesn't say that much to you after you talk to him a few times. Anyway,
Samara just keeps saying over and over again, "Check out my rack. Check out my rack."
I am using biotics to create this incredible cleavage. It requires a lot of concentration, Shepard.
Shepard, I need time to concentrate on my rack.
Right. I am making my breasts grow as we speak. That would be pretty good, actually.
It looks like she's smuggling two Smurfs in her chest.
Anyway, back to Project $10. I just wanted to say, while it sounds like an interesting strategy, and I'm sure maybe they'll make a couple bucks from it, I don't think it's going to be nearly as effective as they think or hope it's going to be. I think most people just won't understand it. It's complicated. For the mass market, I think it will have very little effect. They'll squeeze a few extra bucks out of people who read video game websites. But other than that,
I think, as a stockholder, the extra money is extra money, right?
Well, they're losing money now, so they
I know. But this strategy, I think, will help them sell new games to the well-informed consumers.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if you're going out to buy Mass Effect, you're going to go buy it for $5 cheaper used, or you're going to go buy it a new copy of it.
Well, the question is that going to make GameStop now have to knock $10 off the used price instead of
no,
you don't think they will? So that's the real question.
No, they won't.
It all comes down to what the perception is of the audience. If the audience perceives that the game is now worth less, then the price will have to come down. But I think they just won't even realize it. Most people just won't even realize it.
I think it gives them a good excuse to try to keep the new prices higher too for longer.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it gives them a little bit longer shelf life because people aren't going to go out and buy a used copy of it when they know that they're missing content.
Yeah, like I said, I just think most people won't know. And I think when people... You know, people are still going to want to trade the game in, and they'll still be on the shelf. So maybe it'll be cheaper. Maybe the games will be cheaper because people will still trade them in. It's not going to stop people from trading in the games, even if GameStop gives you less money for a game if the code is used up. You're still going to trade it in. You know how many
although right now, if you trade it in during GameStop's 50% plus your Edge card 10% if you have that, I think Mass Effect 2 has the highest trade in value on the company. It's like almost a $50 trade-in value on that game now.
Well, and also you get some sort of bonus, right, Ship, with Mass Effect if you I forgot what it is, though. No, you don't know it?
I don't know that one. I'm not trading in Mass Effect, so I didn't.
Yeah, I'm not trading that in either.
Right. Anyways, speaking of other controversies, there's a big one going on with Ubisoft and their new PC DRM. Have you guys been following that story at all?
So you have to be online to play the game the whole time?
You have to be online to play their PC games now. If you're playing Assassin's Creed 2, which is coming out, and you're going through the game and, you know, your kid comes along and just knocks the cord out of the back of your computer, your internet cord, you stop playing the game. It kicks you back to the menu, I think. And people are mad. People really are upset with this. They think, you know, like they say, hey, my internet connection is flaky. I can't really bank on it. Why should I have to be connected to a single the internet to play a single player game?
If you have a computer that can run Assassin's Creed 2, I would assume that you have good internet.
Yeah, but I have great internet. But even once in a while, it flakes out on me.
Yeah, but, well, first of all, you played Assassin's Creed 2, and you know how often it saves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not going to lose that much if it happens. And the chances of it happening, it's not like it's going to happen every time you play, and then you have a bigger problem than Assassin's Creed 2. And to be perfectly honest, if this is piracy on PC games is out of control, and this is what... If this is what they have to do and it doesn't cost the consumer more.
Well, here's the problem. Juan,
I mean,
right?
You know, it's no World of Warcraft. You can't play that unless you're online all the time.
Okay. But let me explain what the problem is. Here's the sort of the faulty logic. Okay, you're right. Piracy on the PC is a huge problem. They're losing a ton of money. The problem is when you come out with some sort of DRM like this that's really restrictive and punishes legitimate customers, you make a lot of enemies. And the enemies that you tend to make are people who are really good at hacking your DRM. So now all these guys who basically all they do is they sit in their house 24 hours a day and look for things to hack, they're going to go after this thing, and they're going to go after it with a vengeance.
Why when Assassin's Creed comes out on the PC, it's going to have even more stringent DRM, because these people are douchebags and don't understand that if they didn't do this 10 years ago, they wouldn't be having this problem now, and it's something they did to themselves. And if they have a problem with it, well, that's too damn bad. Buy a console and play the game where it was meant to be played.
But what's going to happen is now you're going to see these games, and then you have the customers who, like, because they're upset about the DRM, now they think they're entitled to just take it, to download it for free, and it's sort of like a never-ending cycle of piracy.
Why did they even make a PC version of
this?
That's
what I mean. There's no reason. This is a game that was designed for consoles anyway. So they should, if someone who only is a PC gamer that really wanted to play this, they should just be glad that they decided to port it to the PC.
Yeah, they should be glad they got it in the first place. I mean, I agree that, yeah, DRM sucks all the time, but I understand why it's there, too.
Do you think, here's the big question, the million-dollar question is, they come up with this new type of DRM. Is it really going to make a difference in how many people pirate Ubisoft games?
Well, that's really the question. And if it doesn't curb it, then you're going to see Ubisoft is probably going to stop making PC games.
And could it have the reverse effect? Would more people pirate this game because now they think they're entitled to it because they don't
like
the DRM method?
No, because people who are going to pirate this game already made that decision long before they started complaining about the DRM.
Yeah, you think so?
I do think so. The people that are probably complaining the most are people that probably were going to pirate the game anyway.
Right. Yeah, you could be right. I just thought it's interesting because there's so much dialogue about it on the internet. People are just so mad about it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, if I was a PC gamer and I was going to buy Assassin's Creed 2, it would upset me, because as soon as they take down the servers or whatever, or however they're checking this DRM, your copy of Assassin's Creed 2 is gone. It's useless.
Right. They said that, like, they plan on keeping it up forever, but of course they can't guarantee it. You know, they don't know.
Yeah,
and,
but
and also,
what are the
and
chances
also
that 10 years from now you're going to be sitting around going, I really want to play some Assassin's Creed 2?
Well, probably.
What are the chances of Mass Effect 2? You're going to want to play that, but it tries to log into the server's network and the network's gone.
Right.
It's then you have to just the way to get around that is you have to log out of your username, then start the game, and then log back in to your username.
I mean, like down the road here where EA takes the Mass Effect servers down and the Dragon's Age servers down. And
then you.
I can see why people are getting upset, but it's. I don't know. I think going ahead and, like, you know, if you just, I don't know, just don't buy the game if you're so upset. You don't need to go pirate it. I mean, look, you know what? I'm not your mother or father, and if you want to pirate the game, go pirate the game. The hell am I going to tell you? You know? You do what you, everyone should do what they think is right. If it doesn't bother you, then do whatever you want. That's what I say. That's what I tell you.
You're a great parent.
I'm a great parent. Well, I'm saying I'm not your parent. You know, I'll tell my kid what to do. I'm not going to tell our listeners what to do. Iron Pass has a question for Shipwreck, since we're still on multi-platforming. He says, while I feel like Dante's Inferno was a good, solid title, I got the feeling that it was pushed out the door a little too early to be God of War 3 to the punch. Maybe 6 months worth of polish with a late summer release, and it really would have been an outstanding game. Did you get the same feeling?
They put it out when they did because of God of War 3. There's no question about that. But I think that's probably about as good as Dante's Inferno needed to be.
Yeah.
I don't think they needed to spend it. It wouldn't be smart to spend another 6 months developing this game when you're going to get the same sales with the game being where it's at. It's a perfectly fine game. It's kind of throwaway. Like, it's not going to be a game that people come back and play, but... For like a month or so, yeah. I mean,
and it's still not going to be better than God of War 3, no matter how much time they put into it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it. I have no problem with Dante's Inferno being a okay game.
Sure, like, I like playing.
That's
okay,
what they
games.
Were shooting for. Yeah,
you can have fun with that. And sometimes I have more fun with games like that because I don't feel like the pressure to like look through, you know, play the game and you know collect everything and you know. You know, I once in a while, like playing like a mediocre first-person shooter, you just go through it and you have some fun blowing people away and, you know, you just try to finish the game as fast as you can. You know, basically like the opposite of like a Bioshock.
Yes.
Call of Juarez, the first Call of Juarez is a good example of that game like that. And I bought Fear 2. I got to play that.
Ouch.
It can't be bad. It's not bad, right?
Did you play the first Fear?
It's better than the first Fear.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. It's better.
I played the demo, and the demo seemed pretty
strong.
No,
you're going to like Fear 2.
Yeah.
I know. I'm telling you, you're going to like it.
All right. I believe you. It's a 77 on Metacritic. That's very solid.
No, it's a fine game.
Pay $20 for it.
It'll get you where you want to go. How's that?
Just shooting people in the face. I want to shoot. Hey, let me ask you a question. Can I shoot people in the face in slow motion?
I believe you can.
Excellent. That's all I'm looking for. I want to do Matrix moves and shoot people in the face. That's all I need. Let's move on to Sony and get to that Heavy Rain discussion that we alluded to earlier. Shipwreck,
now,
I read
your
review.
Now, for those who have been listening to the show from the beginning, every eighth word we've said contains a letter in the killer's name.
Right. Shipwreck is actually writing down the killer's name on a piece of paper and holding it up to his microphone.
Yes.
Spoilers. Don't look.
It says Dan.
Don't listen. You hear that? That's the killer.
Yes, I folded it up into an origami.
And now I'm going to...
Oh, you said origami. That's a spoiler. You can't just do that.
This is the killer's name in Morse code. Ralph. That was Ralph. All right. So Heavy Rain Ship.
Yes, you read my review.
I read your review. It was a very good review, and I have to give you some props, Ship. Your reviews are getting better and better.
Yeah, well, you know what I like about your reviews? How you end every first paragraph in a question.
I like that too. Look, you gotta get
I do that
little,
out of spite for yeah. people who hate it now.
Yeah, it's a little bit cliched, but who cares? It's fun.
No,
and it's sometimes I laugh when I read them.
I do too. I always laugh at a good Shipwreck review. That's why I like them because they are amusing.
I mean, it seems to me like Shipwreck and I were talking about earlier. How can we talk about Heavy Rain? And it'd be very difficult for him since Wombat and I haven't played it, and of course you can't give any spoilers. And that maybe we should just ask him questions about it. But, you know,
yeah, that would work.
I read your review, and basically the gist of it seemed to be that you really liked what they were trying to do with this interactive drama. The only problem was it seems like they made some weird choices in presenting the drama, in that the voice actors they used were not great, you know, nor were they American.
Yeah, that was strange.
There's some bad writing.
Yes, there's the infamous line of, "Here, take these pain pills. They'll help with the pain."
Is that really a quote from the game?
Yes, that is straight out of the game.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, I really like this game. Like, I think everybody should, if they have any interest in it at all, should definitely play it, because it is the most like suspense-filled game that I've ever played. Like, they have the suspense down, the tension in every scene. It's really well done. It's just, for a game that is so like entrenched in narrative and plot, it just falls short for me. Like, it had me, and then, oh, it went there.
You mean in terms of the story?
Yes, the story. Like, it was kind of I could overlook all the other little things that were going on, and then once I got to this point in the game, then I couldn't overlook that stuff anymore, because I was just, like, I'd had enough. Like,
the story got too stupid, basically? There was a plot twist that was too stupid that you didn't like?
Yes. Well, I mentioned in my review, there was a part in this game where I actually set the controller down and flipped off my TV. Like, as in not flipped, like, turned it off. I gave the bird to my TV.
Right, you gave the middle finger.
The bird.
Right. You have a bird?
You gave it fried chicken?
What's your bird going to do with a TV?
No, he gave the bird to his TV, not the TV to his bird.
Oh, right, right.
Yes.
What's the TV going to do with a bird?
I don't know. Whatever it wants.
It will pet him and love him and call him George.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, what? Do you guys have any questions about it? Like,
who would hate it more, me or Chief?
I think you would hate it more, Wombat.
Right.
I think Cheapy would actually kind of like it.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Cheapy liked that hippie flower crap, so...
Right.
Exactly. Right. So I think he would kind of dig this, too.
I don't know. Like, the demo seemed okay. I just don't know if I could... How long did it take you to play through the game?
9 hours.
Let's see. If it was like 5, I would probably be a lot happier.
The 9 hours goes by fast, though. It, like, does. I beat it in 2 sittings.
Do you want to mail that game to me?
There's a list. There's a list now.
There's a list, yeah. Oh,
who's on the list?
Kamish is getting it next, and then I think Wombat, and then, then it would be you.
I'll just buy it. The problem is they sell it in Japan, but it's censored. I don't know exactly what they censored, but I don't want to play the censored
version.
So
it's the exact opposite of what's happening to Yakuza 3 in the States.
Right.
Look at that. Exactly. That was a segue, my friends.
Yeah, but I wanted to read something before we get into Yakuza 3. This was somebody wrote in, Demisum wrote in, and he says, "I like what Joysticks Justin McElroy said about Heavy Rain on his Twitter. Heavy Rain is a beautiful dancer whose performance you could lose yourself in if she'd only stop farting." That seems to sum it up pretty well.
That's a very well thought out sentence.
Yes.
I like that one.
Well, what do you expect from the genius behind such fascinating dramas as Time Belt? Did you watch Justin's Time Belt video, Wombat?
I don't think I did.
Oh.
You got to check it out. There's the first 2 episodes of it are up.
I haven't seen the second episode, but the first episode is pretty excellent. Basically, Justin, as a young boy, and his uncle made a TV show.
that's his dad.
Oh, that's his uncle. And,
yeah, okay. That's his dad.
Okay. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty
his
much
his dad's a big deal, if you didn't know.
He's a radio guy, right?
Yeah, and a comic book writer.
Oh, he's a comic book writer. Mm-hmm. I did not. What comic book?
He wrote some issues of Green Hornet back in the day.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Time Belt. Let's move on to Yakuza 3, because like you said, Sega revealed that they took the Hostess mini game out, and there's some Japanese trivia game that they took out. They said the reason they took it out was because they just didn't have time to do it, or they didn't feel like spending time on it. Do you think it was they just wanted to avoid the controversy?
I just don't think they wanted to have to pay the Hostess company to use the name Hostess.
No, they don't have to pay the Hostess company. You mean the people who make Twinkies?
Yes.
No.
No?
I don't know. I think they just... I don't know. I mean, it seems weird to me. Like, first of all, like, Hostess bars are not... It's not prostitution. There's no...
It's not a Hostess bar. It's a Twinkie.
Okay. I'm talking about the actual bars in Japan. They're basically bars that you go to where you pay women to sit with you and drink with you, and that's it. They don't have sex with you. There's nothing really sexual about it. I mean, the girls are young and pretty, but that's it. And there's a far more controversial. I mean, look, you're smashing people's faces in the game. I mean, that's more controversial than a Hostess bar. So maybe it did just come down to they didn't want to spend the money on localizing that stuff, or they didn't think people would understand.
There's not that much localization in it, though. I mean, I've played the
Japanese version.
That's
right. That's right. There's not much to it, right?
It's just creepy. Yeah, it's like I've spent at least probably an hour and a half in the Hostess bar area.
So you don't get the cream fill any Twinkies in the Hostess bar.
Oh God, that's the limit right there.
Isn't it though? Right.
That's the end.
I am done.
You get one good more. Night, you get a joke extension. One more. Get it out of your system.
Something about a ding dong, maybe.
Well, that's not bad. I was also going to just co-op my own joke from earlier today with Japanese Hostess Club. What is that? A Twinkie stuffed with bacon wrapped in seaweed?
Right.
A Japanese Hostess Club.
I got it.
Damn.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Yes, we're to the point where you're reading your Twitter jokes.
I am reading my...
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you only gave me one more. I figured I... Yeah.
The delivery was pretty excellent as well.
I thought so. It was pretty awful. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now let's hear Cheapy read that in his Seinfeld voice.
I don't have it.
Japanese Hostess Club.
I will not be forced into or pressured into doing a Seinfeld imitation.
And we thank you.
Yeah, it's... You, like... From what I could understand, what I was doing in the Hostess bar was I was buying her all kinds of gifts and dressing her up and like changing her makeup. I was just making her like the most ridiculous person I'd ever seen because I had no idea what this was doing for me.
Right.
But I can't imagine it was a localization issue other than it's just super creepy to go in there and like
play dress up
these girls.
Yeah. I don't know. It is weird. It is weird that they took it out, but it is out. I did play the demo. I played... The English demo that's now on PSN is the exact same as the Japanese demo, except now I understand what's happening. It's hard. I died a lot. Am I
really?
Just bad? I'm bad, huh?
Are you kicking people?
I am kicking. I am smashing heads into the counters. I am hitting people with lamps and stools.
Mm-hmm.
But I die a lot. And then it asked me if I want to play on easy after I died a bunch of times. And I said, yes, I do. Yes, please. I don't know. It seems okay. It seems, you know, it seems kind of fun, actually. I might get it. Even though it's tough to get excited about since Yakuza 4 is coming out already in Japan. So I don't know. But it seemed fun. And like if you like Final Fight, it seems it's just like Final Fight.
Maybe not releasing it the same day as Final Fantasy 13 in the United States. maybe that might be a little bit of an oversight there on Sega's part.
The audience is sort of similar. You have Japanese-loving nerds, basically.
Right.
Japan-loving nerds. So, I don't know. I recommend everyone check out the demo. Because, you know, it's a beat-em-up with exploration.
Yeah, I liked it until I just couldn't understand where in the world I was supposed to be going in the Japanese version.
Mm-hmm.
We're still talking about Yakuza?
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
I would just mention briefly that one of the games, a few games I did play this week, was Trine, which I got from Shipwreck. Thank you, Shipwreck. Off the PSN. Have you guys played that at all?
Just what I played at E3 still.
Oh, I still need
to download it.
It's really good.
It's supposed to be. I actually really want to play it, but every time I try to, someone forgets their password.
Yeah. Well,
somebody would just save my password into their PSN account.
Right. That's what you do. Anyway, just to mention, the big problem with Trine is that it's $20. That was the big problem with it. That's why most people probably just ignored it. Whoa. What just happened there?
My little Mario sound effect machine fell on the floor.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
But I know it was on sale for $10, which is why Shipwreck picked it up. It's a puzzle platformer with where you switch between three guys, you know, and they all have different powers, and you use them to basically get through the levels. You use their different powers, and it looks great.
Like the Lost Vikings?
Yeah, and the graphics are very good for a downloadable game, and it's just a lot of fun to play through. And, you know, each of the characters has sort of fun abilities to play with. You have the wizard who can, like, you know, you draw boxes in midair, and then they appear, and you can use those to traverse the puzzles.
Like Solomon's Key.
You got the thief who has, like, a grappling hook, and you can swing around, and a bow and arrow. And then you have, like, the knight, who's just basically, like, a hack and slash guy. It's very cool. It's tough for me to recommend any. I know it's a short game. I'm pretty sure it's short. It's just tough to recommend it for $20. But if you did download it for $10 and just haven't played it yet, I definitely recommend you check it out.
I will.
Yes. Who put this story up here about PlayStation Home?
Oh, I did. I just thought it was kind of funny that they actually wrote this piece about how pleased they are with PlayStation Home and the millions of users that use it every day. Because I know that we all know someone that uses Home every day.
I know only one person who uses it. And it's two guys. It's the two guys. I went on their podcast, the TQ cast.
Uh-huh.
Those two guys, they love PlayStation Home. They were talking about it for like a half an hour before I went on their show.
What do they do?
I don't know. They just like walk around and they check out. They actually like buy the houses and I don't know. It's crazy.
That is crazy to me. They will have a Star Wars store soon.
I curse every time I click on that by accident trying to launch the PlayStation Network store.
Oh, I'd be so afraid.
You can uninstall it.
Yeah, I might just do that.
That's what I did. I needed the space on my hard drive for all these like 5 gig installs that Heavy Rain and other games require.
I also just wanted to mention that Mag, which is a game that I've been having fun with, is having a major patch come out today that addresses a lot of problems. It's a huge patch. It's not just little bugs and stuff. It's fixes balancing issues with weapons and just a huge patch for the game. So you may want to check that out if you're a Mag fan. Let's move on to Microsoft. The big controversy with Microsoft has been the moderator, the pro. Have you followed that controversy?
Well, yeah, but it kind of, I think it's a much ado about nothing. You know, for those who don't know, some guy who was banned from Xbox made a video of the moderator quote unquote harassing him, but he also made a very edited video where he took out everything that he said to the moderator.
Right. It's like, so that guy's such a moron. Like, if you're gonna doctor a video, you can't just have only the other guy talking.
And not only that, but it turns out this guy's a very proud, you know, was a very proud pirate and modder from what I've read. And he was banned for cheating, I guess, in Modern Warfare 2 or something.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your non-story of the week.
Yeah. Penny Arcade.
Next, we're going to talk about Brangelina. Do you have any other non-stories?
Tycho had a very good post about it. He's like, it's basically like if I walked into a department store, walked into a restaurant every day and went to the kitchen and took a shit on the grill. And then one day I came back and I didn't shit on the grill and they told me to get out. Never come back. That's basically what just happened here. The guy wasn't actively, you know, cheating, I guess. I don't know what it was. But anyway, it is stupid. People wanted us to talk about that on Twitter. It did seem like a stupid thing. You know, and the guy was obviously being harassed too. I think I have Mass Effect on the outline here, but I think it's left over. People keep writing in. They want to know.
No, I put it on there again.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. No, I put it on there again because it's all I've played. Since that game has come out, it's all I've been playing.
Wombat's putting a lot of pressure on me to finish the game so we can have our little spoiler-filled roundtable discussion
about it. I have a serious problem. Like, I can't play anything else. I don't know. And when I'm not playing, I get shaky.
But you finished it.
I'm on my second playthrough.
Ah, with your evil woman.
Yeah, Jane Shepard, Super Space Bitch. Who, right. Mrs. Wombat greatly enjoys watching me play that game as evil woman.
Right.
She does some fun stuff. Well, it's default. I just went with the default look.
Oh.
Which isn't bad. I mean, it's not like she's, you know, ugly. Right. And I'm having fun. I just finished my crew for the second time. I need to do the loyalty missions.
Wow, you're going to finish it twice before I finish
it. Yeah,
I
think so. I have a feeling that that may happen. But I'm having a good time playing as a renegade.
Yeah. I think Mrs. Shipwreck's going to finish both Mass Effect 2 and Dragon's Age before Chibi finishes.
The problem is I have this weight dragging me down, and that weight is Mrs. Chibi. She will not let me play without her being here.
What you need to do is play the game without her there, but keep a save file so when she comes home, you can play from exactly where you left off and not tell her.
Here's the thing, Wombat. That would ruin the game for me.
It would ruin the game for no one because you would get
for
to
you.
Finish it. Yeah, I win. And if
it's
I win, everyone
it for
wins.
You that I haven't played it. Yeah, the thing is, like, one of the nice things about doing this show and not having, you know, not being a professional game reviewer is that I don't have to run through and play this game as fast as possible. I'm going to play through it at a rate that's enjoyable for me and my wife, and that's the way it's going to be. Shipwreck, I think Shipwreck had sort of the same dilemma when he put up his review without finishing the game because he felt a little bit of pressure to get the review up, but he didn't want to dilute his experience by having to rush through the game. He wanted to play it his way. Am I right? Am I crazy?
Yeah. No, that was part of it.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, I'd played 23 hours or whatever. I saw what it was about.
Yeah, I feel bad, actually, for reviewers who have to do that. That's their job, is to basically get through the game. You know, they're on a time schedule. They have to get through it as fast as they can. And I think that would really ruin gaming for me in a lot of ways. Especially
now,
like,
is your wife
these
appreciating the efforts you're going through to
she is
to not finish
the
game?
She really likes the game.
It does.
Yeah,
she
does. She loves it.
She give you a handy while you play?
No, she doesn't like it that much.
Oh, see, then she's too, then just finish it without her.
She's too focused on the game. She doesn't want to distract.
Did she tell you what decisions to make?
She wouldn't be able to see the screen.
Nice. Because she has to squint really hard to see what's down there.
Exactly. I was going to say, because she would have to use a magnifying glass. I don't know. That's just the story. I mean, I always, whenever I hear like some game company has a review event where they make everybody go to a hotel somewhere and sit in a room for 3 days and play their game, I feel bad for the reviewers. That does not sound like fun to me.
That would be no fun at all.
I mean, don't you think, like, I remember when Grand Theft Auto 4 came out, they did that and they made all these dudes go to a hotel and sit in a hotel in New York for a weekend and play through that entire game. Would you? I mean, I could see some people would probably think, wow, like those people get to play the game, you know, like 2 weeks before the game comes out. Aren't they lucky? But I see it the exact opposite way. I think they're unlucky. So there. Suck it, everyone.
You know what you should do? You should finish Mass Effect 2.
I'm working. I'm hoping by this weekend it'll be done. Because we have all the characters. We did all the loyalty missions, I think. So I think we're ready to go. How much time is left?
Not much.
Maybe not much. A few hours, probably.
Let me ask you this question. Once I finish the game, can I go back and finish those little side missions?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I think. Maybe that's what we'll do. Also, in Microsoft, we talked about Project Shipbox a couple weeks ago, and we were sort of worried that they were going to go the Wii route and just have a lot of junk come out when the game is released, like basically Wii minigames. But Aaron Greenberg, the guy we were talking about earlier, said we're going to be really careful in the way we think about our portfolio for Project Natal. We want the first impression to be a great one, so we're not just going to dump products because we can. We're going to be very thoughtful about what we bring to market.
Totem ball.
Totem ball. They didn't think about that for the Vision Cam, obviously. They didn't have. So we'll see if that's true or not, if that turns out to be bullshit or not. Will we get Ball Smash?
We've got to get Ball Smasher.
Ball Smasher? And if there's no Elephant Painter, I'm going to really be mad. I don't know. I'm setting my expectations on low.
It's all the fun of handball. You know, the game that if you buy the ball costs $2 to play for the entry fee of $60 and no exercise.
I was watching Pack Attack on Game Trailers, and he said he thinks it's going to be $50 for the camera.
I don't know if my living room is big enough for
it. Wow, $50?
It's not, Wombat. I'll tell you that right now. Having been in your living room, there's no room.
Yeah.
Your daughter, when your daughter's eating in front of the TV, she's practically inside the television. Do you even need to heat up her food in the microwave, or you just
Stick it in front of the TV?
You just turn on the TV. What else? Anything else we need to talk about? Microsoft Xbox Block Party.
Did you read about that? Do you know what the deal is?
Yeah, the deal is if you buy all these expensive Xbox Live Arcade games that are coming out in March, and you download the Game Room, you get 400 points back to your account.
Not only that, but you actually get a message from Aaron Greenberg who says, "I am pissing on your head, but I will tell you that it's raining."
Well, and you get a free month of Xbox Live also.
Yes.
I just got 2 months free in my email.
Woohoo! I don't know. I mean, some of those games look good, right? Toy Soldiers and Twisted Metal. I mean, Scrap Metal. It's pretty funny that Xbox is getting Twisted Metal before PlayStation.
Wah, wah. I don't think they're that similar, but yes, that's
yeah.
A nice joke.
Okay, I don't really know anything about it.
I can see that.
I don't know. I still have mixed feelings about the Game Room thing. Part of me says I should just ignore it, but part of me says I like games that I can play without putting in discs. But then another part of me says I don't like games that only take up like 20% of my television.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. I like my games to be all big and shiny.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's move on to Nintendo. What do we got going on in the wonderful world of Nintendo?
Well, I've been playing the DS game Crime Scene, and I won't spend much time on that because it's functional. It's a detective murder mystery type of thing. It's functional, but it has a lot of problems with the mini games that you have to perform. And that's Crime Scene.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, Nintendo just had a big conference, right? They had a big press.
They did.
Press event.
But we decided we were too cool to go.
Right.
Well, I saw all this stuff when they had the same press conference at E3 this last year.
Well, now they just put dates on everything.
This was the big date announcement.
And the price of the DSi XL.
Yeah, $190. I mean, I guess that's only $20 more.
That's what it cost here, too.
Yeah, but these things keep getting more expensive. Like, every model they come out with, the price just keeps going up.
Yeah, that's how they make money.
It's supposed to work.
PSP Go.
$190 for a DS is...
For a DS that doesn't fit in your pocket.
It's a giant DS. That's,
right.
You know, I think Mrs. Wombat, as I call her, would probably like this.
Right. It might fit in your pocket, Wombat.
That's true. I have big pockets.
Right.
I kind of want it just so my hand won't be in the way as much.
Yeah, I mean, it is big. It looks bigger. The screen looks bigger. I mean, I've it's been out in Japan for a while, so I've held them. I didn't play any games on it, but I don't know.
Why didn't they stick the Game Boy Advance slot back into these things?
Because they didn't want to have to re-engineer it, I guess, as much. Anyway, they also came out. Oh, and it's coming out March 28th, so very soon.
You stick NES cartridges in the side of that. It'd be fine.
Right.
That would be so awesome.
There is a portable NES thing somewhere. Somebody made one.
Sure.
So Super Mario Galaxy 2 is coming out May 23rd. I watched the trailer for that.
It's got Yoshi in it. Spoiler.
Great. I mean, I don't know. It's just hard for me to get excited about a game like that these days. I guess I'm old now, and I don't know. I just don't see the magic anymore in Mario.
I didn't particularly like the first Galaxy all that much. I'm not into the running around on spheres.
Yes, that it put me to sleep. It made me dizzy. I fell asleep playing that.
Like I can appreciate that it's a good game, but it's, I don't know.
It's not good.
I'd rather
for
have
me.
Another.
But what about Metroid Other M? It's 2D yet 3D, and it's made by the people who made Ninja Gaiden.
What is that? French version?
Yes,
of Ninja. That kind of looked. You know what? I'm probably more interested in that than I am in the first person shooter Metroid.
Yeah, I think I am too. I think it actually has a lot of potential to be very cool.
Not sure it's going to get me to take the Wii out of the box, but it might.
It's possible.
Maybe. It's possible. Stranger things could have happened. Could have happened, rather. Anything else that we need to mention here?
Monster Hunter is going to be free online in the U.S. as opposed to Japan, where you have to pay to play online.
Right, because people in Japan are addicted to that pretty badly.
And in the States, it's going to sell 8 copies.
Maybe. That's why
I'm excited for Picross 3D, even though the 3D part of it kind of scares me, too.
Do you have 2D Picross?
I have the original Picross, yes. Yes, the 2D yes. version.
All right. Anything else that we need to mention? No. Right?
No, we don't have...
Well, there's a new Batman game.
There is a new Batman game coming out. It's from the people who made A Boy and His Blob, and it's based on the Brave and the Bold animated series, which actually is a pretty fun cartoon if you've ever watched the most recent Batman cartoon. And what's also cool is that the DS version and the Wii version will link together. And if you whoever's controlling your DS can control Batmite, if you're familiar with that character from the late 70s, early 80s Filmation Batman cartoon. It's actually kind of, you know, it could be a fun game if you have, say, a child that's really into Batman and you're also into Batman and you want a game you can enjoy together. This sounds like it could actually be that game. It is being made by a quality developer, and it is based off a quality license. And it has Plastic Man in it. So,
really?
Yeah.
With the glasses?
Plastic Man, yep.
With those and the outfit with the mesh, with the rope on
the side? Yep, he's on the front cover of the box art.
You're kidding. Wow.
No, so Batman and Plastic Man, that's kind of cool.
All right, so this is coming to the Wii and the DS
only.
Wii and the DS only, right? All right.
So I hope that both are good, because if they are, there's a good chance I'll pick both up.
Cool. All right, should we move on to the CAG bag?
Please.
We are getting to the end of the show, which means I'm getting closer and closer to lunch, which is pretty exciting for me. Now that I live in Whitey Town, my lunch options have greatly improved. I had a Reuben for lunch, dude. A Reuben.
What we don't know is Reuben is the name of the handyman downstairs.
No. Reuben is what? It's pastrami or corned beef?
It is corned beef.
Corned beef with Swiss cheese,
coleslaw,
sauerkraut, and Russian dressing.
Yes. On rye bread.
They did not have rye bread, unfortunately. No. I had it on wheat, though.
That's messed up.
It was also $16.
That is doubly messed up.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? It was worth it.
How big was it? Like, was it Carnegie Deli big?
No.
Because then I could see it being worth $16, because that's how much you know, a corned beef sandwich is at the Carnegie Deli.
They don't do sandwiches. Like, you're lucky. You get a sandwich in Japan, you're lucky if it has, like, three slices of meat on it. Like, a normal sandwich in Japan is, like, white bread with the crusts cut off and, you know, one slice of cheese, maybe two slices of ham. And mayonnaise. That's a sandwich in Japan. Unless you go to Subway. There's also a Subway near me now, too.
Get that $5 foot long?
Well, it's longer here. I mean, it's cost more. It's the same length. It's the cost more. Anyway, lunch. I love lunch. That's all I got to say. My diet is not going well.
Poor you.
Next week, I'm going to go to the gym.
I stopped losing.
How's your diet going?
I was going to say, it's weird because I really haven't, you know, I lost that initial 15 pounds. And I will admit, I haven't been as great, but I still eat a bajillion times better than I did 3 months ago, that's for sure. But I haven't been losing any weight. Like, when I step on the scale, it hasn't changed at all. But I have gone down a belt size.
Does it ever say one at a time, please?
It does. It says yes. It says one at a time. It says to be continued.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I have gone down a belt size in the last month. So I don't quite, I don't know. But I'm not complaining because I'm, you know, losing something.
Something's happening.
Something's happening, even if the pounds aren't dropping off. So, and yeah, I do need to probably step it up a little bit. Like I said, I've been eating probably maybe more bread than I should. But I've substituted things like, you know, I used to eat fried food and red meat and greasy nonsense all the time. I probably haven't had a piece of fried food in 2 months. So it's all about moderation.
You should try killing some vultures.
I should, because there's fried chicken inside.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. There's also an all-you-can-eat pizza place with pizza and pasta place, like, pretty close, too. That's good for you, right? That's good for a diet. Mm-hmm. All right. CAG bag. This actually from Twitter, from Nick Suttner. He wants us to predict these five games and how they will sell in March. NPD numbers. Okay? Five games, God of War 3, Final Fantasy 13 for both platforms, and Battlefield Bad Company for both platforms. The problem is that I think God of War 3 comes out in the middle of the month, and Battlefield comes out in the
next week, right?
Yeah, the beginning of the month. So it's not really a fair comparison, but I'm going to tell you right now what the answer is. Number one, Wait, when's Final Fantasy come out? Let me look at that. Final Fantasy
is second week.
Second week, and God of War is the third week. Okay, so the answer is... Okay, here's the answer. I have it. It's Battlefield Bad Company for the 360 is number one.
Right,
then you
I
have
agree.
Final Fantasy I'm going to go Final Fantasy 13 for the PS3 in number two. Then I'm.
I don't agree with that one.
You going with Battlefield?
No, I'm going with God of War 3.
God of War 3.
See, I was going to say Bad Company 360, Final Fantasy 360, God of War, Final Fantasy PS2, and Bad Company Final Fantasy PS3 and Bad Company PS3.
Okay, look what I'm doing on our sheet here. I'm writing GPD, ship, wombat.
I don't see where you're typing it on the sheet. So
you're going to see it in a second when I save it.
Okay.
And now you can rearrange yours however you like it. And then we'll go back. So what did I say? Battlefield Bad Company. Final Fantasy. Oh. I'm going to do God. Well, see, God of War comes out in the middle of the month.
I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope. Going to sell well.
Gonna sell well. Okay, and I'm gonna say, man, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough for me. Like, do you think Final Fantasy 13 for 360 is gonna come last? No, it's got to be Bad Company.
I say Final Fantasy 13 on the 360 sells better than Final Fantasy 13 on the PS3.
You do
based on attach rates and amount of 360s out there versus amount of PS3s out there, and based on sales of other third party games on both consoles. We had this conversation last week about how 360 games tend to sell double when they're third-party games than their PS3 counterpart. I mean, it's not unheard of for a PS3 copy to sell more. It has happened.
I think Batman sold more on PS3.
No, it was almost even, I think.
Oh.
So I think it's going to be close, but I say that I think Final Fantasy on the 360 edges it out. I'm not saying by a lot. I think all five of these will probably be very close. But I'm going to go with Battlefield, Final Fantasy all 360, right. God of War, Final Fantasy PS3, and then Battlefield Bad Company PS3.
I'm going to think about it some more, and maybe we'll make a thread in the CAG cast forum, and we'll put our final picks there. Okay, Frisky Tanuki wanted to know, what are our thoughts on the internet dickwad patrol spreading the Heavy Rain spoilers around the web before its launch? Considering the story and its twists are a huge part of the experience, that's not even English. It's a serious to really be trying to take away that from people who are looking forward to the game. Can you think of any other games you've enjoyed in the past where if you had the story spoiled before you would play it, that you would not have enjoyed it nearly as much as you could have? Well, all those games, I mean, not for recent games, I mean, how many really story-heavy games come out these days that aren't, like, Japanese role-playing games?
I'd say Mass Effect is certainly one.
Are there spoilers in that game? Like, would it ruin, like...
I would have been upset.
Yeah, I would have been, too. I would have been pissed, too, because I went into that game really knowing nothing, and I was...
Yeah, so did I. I made sure that I did that, too. So, okay.
Yeah, I think the original Bioshock was that way.
Yes, okay. There you go. I mean, I used to play a lot of PC, you know, like those Sierra games. Certainly, and a lot of adventure games. And for those older games, yeah, that would really have annoyed me, too. But I don't know. A lot of these like first-person shooters and stuff, I don't really care. Like, if somebody told me what happened at the end of Halo 3, I really wouldn't have cared. Anyway.
What did happen at the end of that?
He's not dead. Chief was like, he's not dead.
He was dead or
he's
he was
not,
floating
he's, he
around.
He just floats around.
Care.
He floats around. He'll be back.
He'll be back. He's a floater.
Halo 4. Microsoft made a new console. That's the actual... comes after the call.
Okay, let's see. Nate Easy 29 says, what are your thoughts on the Windows 7 phones coming out, specifically about the Xbox Live support? I'm curious as whether or not you can play your Xbox Live titles without paying another charge. I tried to do some research on this, and really there's not a lot of information, except that there is Xbox Live support, and you can look at your avatar, and I guess you can see your achievements and stuff, and I'm assuming your friends list. They did mention that there's going to be some sort of Xbox Live Arcade tie-in, but it's not really clear on what it is.
Yeah, you can do the rest of that stuff on your iPhone right now.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, just remember, like, I just still remember the E3 a couple of years ago where they had the Windows Mobile, and they were
live
showing
anywhere.
How you could live anywhere, and they had the guy totally customizing his car in Forza 3 on that, and that never happened. A lot of things people say never
happened.
Yeah,
it could be an interesting idea. I don't know how well your current Xbox Live titles are going to work on your phone.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say it comes out, Windows 7 mobile phone, and the Xbox Live integration is pretty good. Like, you can do some cool stuff on there. You going to buy that over an iPhone?
No, but I might buy...
A Zune?
A Zune. If it had the same type of thing.
Nah, come on.
Well, you know, it all depends on when the iPhone, if the iPhone ever comes to Verizon.
Right.
Because I'm in the market for a new phone, but I'm not switching my carrier. I just don't have the patience.
Right, right. Okay, let's see. Smark Brand wants, is a question for me. He said, if I sold CAG today and had the chance to start up a different website, online community, or blog, what type of site would you run? Would it be another deal site, or do you do something else besides a gaming site? I don't think I'd want to do another
website.
No,
you would go to the beach.
I think I would. I would just do what I do now, but even less, I think. I don't know what I would do. I would make videos. It's too hard making a website. You don't want to, I don't know, it's too much pressure. I don't think I'm so full of myself that I think I could be lucky twice. You know, like, it's, you gotta be pretty lucky to be able to live off a website that you make. And I just don't think I could do that again. You know, let's see.
I doubt you could either.
Yeah, I agree. Ashkapo also wanted to know, a lot of these questions were for me, specifically for me this week. I'm sorry, guys. That's just the way it was. But feel free to find your own questions. sorry.
Just ask the damn... Okay, do you want me to... Cheapy, okay. Your recent post about sending all ad revenue to Haiti spawned this question in my head. What do you think of ad blocking programs? Do you load them because you want more money? Is it a moral issue? Or do you just not care? He's British in his head.
I understand. I have a good answer for this. Certainly, I want more money. There's no question about that. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't want more money. Who doesn't want more money? We all want more money. That being said, I don't use ad blocking programs, but not for that reason. Not because I'm worried about other people making more money or anything like that. I personally just find it interesting to see what websites have what sponsors. When you go to Kotaku and you see an ad for Just Cause 2 or something like that, you say, well, you learn something. You learn something by seeing who's sponsoring what websites. You learn, hey, Just Cause is, you know, spending a couple bucks trying to get their game out there. Or Kotaku must be doing pretty well because they always have very, you know, A-list titles advertising on their sites. Or you go to Joystick and you see some, like, you don't see a high quality of ads. You say, hey, maybe Joystick's having a little bit of problem. I'm just using this as an example. I have no idea. I'm saying, you know, maybe Joystick's having a problem making some money because I don't really see as nice of ads as I see on Kotaku. There's a story there. And for me, I like to know the whole story behind the website. And I think it's, you know, if you're reading a video game news website about the video game industry, that's part of the industry to see what games are advertising.
Well, there's also a much larger picture than that, too. I mean, you're going to find different ads on Joystick because Joystick is part of the AOL ad network, and the sales team that's selling ads isn't selling ads specifically to Joystick.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling ads to the network because they're going to be able to offer a much lower CPM for significantly more impressions, as opposed to if someone wanted just Joystick only, the CPM would probably be significantly higher, but the amount of impressions, although it would probably be a pretty decent number, is not going to be as high. Fine, forget it.
Dude, I'm going to fire up that Endless Ocean game right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's rare that I get to talk about something that I know about.
Right. How about gay sex? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's more interesting. Let's go with that.
Well, you
all
see,
I know is I can get a 12-month CD with 1.59% APR from Ally Bank because of CAG.
That's, see, you see, you look on CAG and you don't see great ads. So you see, you know, hey, Cheapy's not working very hard trying to get sponsors for CAG. And that's what my dad tells me, and he scolds me for that. But
we'll,
I don't know, that's
that.
That, let me, that answers your question there. I just think I like to know the whole story of what's going on in the industry, so I don't block ads on, I don't block ads. That's all. I don't, it's no, not some moral reason. Also, I can understand if you have a, if you have a very shitty computer and flash ads impact your browsing experience, I can understand why you would block them. But that's, you know, I have a decent computer, so. I don't know. Anything else? Well, God, these are all questions for me. Now I feel like an egomaniac.
Well, is there anything about CPMs that anybody wants to ask about?
Let's go to Twitter. Let me write on Twitter right now.
You know, y'all can kiss
Andrew,
my ass.
Andrew's Awesome 4 has a question for me in all caps. And if you post your question in all caps, it's a sure way for me to get it, to have me read it. He says, I want to move to Japan, but don't know where to get smoking supplies. So the question is, where in the hell do you get your herb from in Japan? You don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't. I can answer this question because you've answered it 900 times.
Right.
You know what Andrew is awesome for? Listen to our older shows and you'll find your answer.
Yeah. If you want to quit smoking weed, this is a
move to Japan.
Move to Japan.
But you've already, we've already talked about this too many times. So not only are you asking questions that are only about you, but it's questions we've answered before.
It was a slim pickings this week. So does that mean we're done?
Well, I still have to. You have to do house cleaning, and then I have to read the list.
Oh God! Oh God! The list. All right. So
you're doing that.
I am doing that.
All right. So we'll get to that in a minute. So let's wrap things up. Follow us on Twitter, everybody. Twitter.com/GBD, Twitter.com/Wombat5277, and Twitter.com/Shipwreck. Lots of entertainment to be had on Twitter. Please review us on iTunes. You can just go to, I made a bit.ly thing for it, bit.ly/CAG iTunes. And you can, that'll take you right to our iTunes page where you can actually that'll subscribe you in iTunes automatically, I believe. So if you're not subscribed in iTunes, you should be, because you get the downloads automatically. People often will email me and say, "Oh, I don't see your show in iTunes. It's not up yet," but it is there. Only if you subscribe do you get it right away. Also, get some free Netflix trial at netflix.com/CAGcast and register your domain names at godaddy.com with coupon code CAG10 gets you 10% off any order. CAG5 off 30 gets you $5 off a $30 order. And coupon code CAGDOMAIN gets you $6.95 domain registrations. Now, Wombat did a really stupid thing. Wombat, you explain.
I will explain. I asked people to help me out with something on Twitter, and I said that if you help me out, I would give you a shout out on the CAGcast. And I guess I didn't know what I was getting myself into because I got a lot of responses and a lot of help. And actually, I found out today that it did help tremendously. So for that, I do thank you very much. And hopefully, in the near future, I'll get to explain more about this further when Sheepy doesn't want to kill me.
So I'm going to say goodbye.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, basically,
thanks for listening,
I'm
going
to give the shout-outs now to everyone. Hopefully I'm not missing anyone, and if I mispronounce your name, I apologize. And if you do get really bored of listening to all these names, you're not going to miss anything. There's not going to be anything else after this on the show.
Right, I recommend just stopping listening.
Well, maybe,
now.
No, people want to hear their names.
Now.
A Kronk Young. Gray Crow 2. Bit Mob Rich. Snyder Tiger, Mike is on the net, I6in, Lex Hunter, Paranerd, Lebkin, Mentasm, Mighty Horse, Paradigm USA, You to Dropkick, Insulin Funk, Karate Chop 16, DR4CH, Stonefry, Jamie McG94, Malmore, Solid Seminal, Wachasm, Ronnie Dean, RX8, Super Pack, Mr. Shupon, Zillion, Nebinator, Brian Westerberg,
you got very close to being done.
Fat Monkey, Justin McElroy, RA1 Den MG, LT Atshaw, Mr. Bungo, Big Boss B. Gilbert, Dimer, Heartbreak One, Nathan Cockenzie.
Well, start over. You messed that one up. From the top.
Gaming Talk, Slider Wave, USB Mark, Etch Coli, Bentop, Hoodoo, RTFTW, Shadows Fall 911, Driver 52, L. Mikey, Wolfkin, Zackel, Lickchan, Steve A. Price, Chris A. Mayo, Sergeant Verone, Metallic San, Jam3D, Point the Blame, Shady3011, B to B, Lowe's Joel, Rick F, Shaxter, Shadow Rep, D Frick,
I want to get some cereal.
Good, Sooner Judd, Flux DF, Kushieda, Monster Mag, Chaser B Chased, Quiglin, Peter 842472, Chris Johnson, G Dog, They Are the Poison, FNMD, Sam the Butcher 2, Gaming Experiment, Rune Diggy, S Free 79, Jake and Mike VGS, Ultimal Ray, Danger Girl, Gigastorms, Jared M, Heat Miser 41, Mr. Funk, JD Lady, Mr. JR, Lynx 123456, Daring One, Pixelated Maze, USFH Bomb, AP Merle, Ryan F. Lucas, Evan Velez, Grandpa Green, 8 Nomal, Lego Broll, Water Tales, Michael Kelly 300, King Kong 442, Wave, Baflin 1, Frederick Harris, Blind Guardian 12, Necrid, Gunbladder, Captain Culpepper, Limit 760, AP Merle, Tatooine, Gamer Vic, Alex Placido, Three-Eyed Fish, Mega Man 1421, and Chameleon.